Good morning and welcome. I don't know if you noticed as you entered, the church does look a little bit different today. There are two things going on. There's testing for the elementary school, so there's chairs all down the hallways. So don't be alarmed. They just took them out of the fellowship hall so they don't distract kids while they're taking tests this week. The other thing you'll notice is that there are some graduation hats on the tables out there. This is graduation Sunday. We are celebrating and honoring our senior students this Sunday. So if you want to stick around and say congratulations to them after church, we'll also have a spaghetti dinner that you can join us in sharing and eating after service today. So stick around, enjoy some food, and say congratulations to our graduates this year. So the announcements we have this morning is we have the nursery available for those of you children up to the age of two. That's just on the other side of the fellowship hall. And then we have the live stream playing in the teen room if you have children over the age of two that need a space to go out of the sanctuary this morning. We have a few different missions opportunities with the youth group or with the church. So we have Camp Barnabas coming up. That's July 30th through August 5th. Registration is closing soon, but I did get an email just the other day that they still are in need of a good number of volunteers for the week of July 30th through August 5th. The youth group will be bringing a group. We have permission slips out in the foyer if you're interested in coming. That is just a permission slip for us to get you there and get you back. The camp itself has its own permission information and forms that they have to have you sign. But if you're 14 through 28 and interested in being a camp counselor for a week for an individual with mental or physical disability, the more people we can bring, the more campers that they can have. So that would be a great blessing to that camp and the individuals looking to attend camp there. We also have been asked, Kelly and I, to see if there would be anyone willing to help us and volunteer down at Diamond Willow the week of July 5th or 10th through the 15th. That is a week of camp down there in Fort Thompson, South Dakota. And we will be serving kindergartners through second graders in there, essentially what they do for their VBS programming. So that there is a fee, a sign-up fee with that. But if you're interested in helping us serve there for that week, please talk to myself. We've got some forms and some information out in the foyer, as well as some more information and registration forms in my office for that. If you are planning on going on a short-term mission trip this summer, the church does have scholarship applications in the foyer on the table in the foyer there. If you could submit those no later than next Sunday, that way we can look through it with the missions committee and hand out those scholarships. So if you are interested in going on any of those trips or on your own trip this summer, please do fill out those forms as soon as possible. If you are interested in helping out in the kitchen for fellowship time, there are sign-up sheets in the foyer, as well as a lot of people that you can ask questions about what it takes to volunteer in the kitchen and all that kind of stuff. So if you'd like to help out in the kitchen, if you like the fact that we have snacks during fellowship time, that's a great thing to contribute to. The other announcements we have this morning are for Sunday school. This morning there will be no junior department opening songs. All of our song leaders are out for the junior department. So if you have a student in the junior department, please watch your child before Sunday school starts. And then the junior high group will also be joining the high school group for Sunday school. And you'll notice that the tables are set up a little bit differently in the fellowship hall. So if you have a child who normally eats or has snacks together at a table, the back center table in the fellowship hall will be for those students this morning. So please contain them to that table and then go from there. And then the other thing that we have is VBS is coming up at the end of May, beginning of June. That'll be May 31st through June 3rd. There are registration forms in the foyer. There are also registration forms online. If you have a child ages 4 through just graduated 6th grade, we are doing a Zoomerang theme, which is Australian Outback theme. It should be a whole lot of fun. A whole lot of kids are signed up already, so let's keep those registration coming and see how many kids we can have at VBS. We also are in need of some volunteers for VBS, so if you want to take a look at the sign-up sheet in the foyer, that would be very much appreciated. I have not taken a look at it this morning, but I'm sure that we still need some help with the individual classes. So if you'd like to come to VBS or help out at VBS, those are options for this summer. Are there any other announcements this morning?
Yes.
Why does it cost $450 to volunteer for the Diamond Willow?
So Diamond Willow is a fully self-sustaining emissions organization at this point. And what that $450 goes to is their housing, their food, and it also supports the opportunity for those students to come to camp for free. So we're not only paying for our own food and housing down there, but we're paying for some of those kids to come to camp. Any other announcements this morning? All right. The call to worship is Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. That is the church verse for the year, Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Well, good morning again. We welcome you to our worship service. If you'll take your hymn books or look up on the screen and stand with me, we're going to sing number 2, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, hymn number 2.
Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet sung by flaming tongues above. Praise his name, I'm fixed upon it, name of God's redeeming love. Hitherto thy love has blessed me, thou hast brought me to this place, and I know thy hand will bring me safely home by thy good grace. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God, he to rescue me from danger bought me with his precious blood. Oh, to grace how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it for thy courts above.
This opportunity to greet one another and let them know you're glad they're here this morning. Well, this is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before the congregation as we continue to pray for Nathan Bonebright. The update of yesterday, they're asking for wisdom for the next stage. At some point, his time at the QLI Center will be finished, and so they're finding that the level of care that Nathan is still going to need, there's very few opportunities in South Dakota. So they just are asking for wisdom for finding the right facility as they start thinking about that transition. That's part of his healing progress that they always need to keep thinking ahead. So we pray for them. Also this past week, we have been praying for quite some time for Scott Teason, and he passed away this past week. And so we'll be praying for that family, and also for the huge praise for the amount of rain that has come our way, and also farther south into Kansas, they dealt with the worst part of the storm. So I know individuals down there that have been dealing with the tornadoes and such. So any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Bonnie. So Bonnie and Ed's granddaughter, Kelly, and her husband is Richie? Okay. Kelly and Richie, they're with Youth with a Mission, and they'll be flying out to spend a month in Brazil with that mission organization. And so we will be praying for their safe journey as well as for Open Doors of Ministry while they're down in Brazil. Other prayer requests? Tom. We will pray. So the request from Tom is for his mom, Evelyn. She had moved, transitioned to a assisted living and has needed to transition to a little more care to help regain strength. But they're also praying for wisdom and future care for her, and as well as the rebuilding of strength for her body. June. So Rich and Barrett Ohm are down with YWAM, and they're on the California-Mexico border helping teach self-defense and the different techniques that he understands to the border guards or just, okay, to the border guards. So we'll be praying for his safety. Yep. Deb provided more detailed prayer requests for the Teason family. Trisha's daughter Kelly had knee surgery from an injury from a year ago, just wasn't healing. But also with the passing of Dad, Riker's the son is struggling, and I'm sure we all understand that is a huge loss, especially at such a young age for that family. So we will be praying for them. Any other prayer requests? Tammy. So we have appreciated the church family praying for Tammy's Aunt Carol. She lives up in Michigan, outside of Grand Rapids. This week she was moved from the hospital as yesterday morning, into hospice care, and that's in her daughter's home. So, which has opened up a lot of opportunity for more visitors to come. But we just pray for comfort as her time on this earth is drawing to a close. And so for the family, we just continue to ask that you pray for comfort, for wisdom, and just the opportunity to say goodbye to Mom and Grandma. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, I do thank you for the rain that you've given us, the reminder that you are sovereign and you rule over all, and you know our needs. As we think about the coming to you in prayer, it is the acknowledgement, first and foremost, you know everything. It's not that we are telling you something you don't know, but it is the reminder that we are fully dependent upon you, and that we cannot make crops grow. We cannot provide the moisture. Those are things that you, in your love for us and for your creation, you send our way. And so we do thank you for the rain and for just the opportunity to see an answer to prayer happen before us. We know with the storms that came through our way, we have rain and wind, and others had some significant issues of hail and tornadoes, and we pray for those around the Andover, Kansas area, for those families that are dealing with the devastation of the tornadoes and other parts of the Midwest. Father, we also pray for those that are calving at this time with the cold and the wind and the rain has added an extra level of burden and amount of care. We pray for the livestock that they are in charge of, that you would see fit to preserve life, protect both livestock and the families that are working. Father, we continue to pray for Nathan Bonebright, and we ask for wisdom for his family and for you to open up the doors to the next facility to help in Nathan's healing process. We rejoice in how far he has come. And we continue to pray for short-term memory to be reestablished, for long-term memory to make those connections, for speech, for Deb and Brian, that you would give them the strength they need. Pray for Brian as he's back in the area with also working with calving. Father, we also lift up the Teason family to you with Scott's passing and the hole that leaves in that family. Father, we just pray that you would provide the comfort for those around the Teason family to be your hands and feet in this time. Pray for daughter Kelly and her the knee surgery. But we also pray for Riker and just the not understanding of the passing of his dad, and we know how devastating this is, and we also know you understand our grief, and I pray that you would truly minister to them and use us to do that. Father, we pray for those that have decisions that they need to help family members make. We pray for Tom and with his mom, Evelyn. Pray that you would give her the strength she needs, but also wisdom for the level of care, and just pray. pray that you would, as you've promised, walk with her through this time and for the family, for wisdom and decisions. Pray for Tammy's Aunt Carol, and as you've opened up doors and for her to be into hospice, and we know that that is a ministry that is very needed, and a level of care that's needed. Pray for her daughter Tanya, and through this time, thankful that she is able to, through these last days, to truly fulfill honoring her mother, as you have commanded us to do. We pray that you would bring Carol home to you quickly, and that her suffering and her pain would be minimal. That is our request. Father, we pray for those that are missions trips. We think of Ed and Bonnie's granddaughter Kelly and her husband Richie as they travel out to Brazil, that you would give them safety in their travels. May all their connections, may they make those and the flights, but also for the open doors of ministry. Just help them to be able to see where you're working and to join you there. We also pray for Rich and Barrett as they are down at the California-Mexico border with YWAM, that you would help them as they are able to not only train, but also speak into the lives of the border guards. We pray for the job that those men and women do many times behind the scenes, and only when things get ugly does the cameras turn on them. Help them to, in their mission, watch over them and care for them in the dangerous time that we are living in. We pray for our country, for the elections that will be coming up and in June, but also here in our state with primaries. Father, we just ask that through this time you would bring candidates that truly love you and will follow you with their whole passion and heart. Father, we thank you for the opportunity today of honoring our seniors. We continue to pray for them and their future. Father, we lift up Dick and Gloria Persons to you and their ministry in the Philippines. As Dick had back surgery recently, we pray for healing, a full recovery for him, and for the opportunities at camp and with the different translation works, that you would help them in that. For today, we thank you for the opportunity of receiving from your people an offering. As you have blessed us, we give back to you, not to that because you need it, but because it again reminds us of how dependent we are on you. We ask that you would use these offerings to further your kingdom here in our area as we think about VBS coming up, but also around the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
Ladna.
So this will be the time that we take to introduce and honor our seniors, our graduating seniors. So if I can just have all the seniors come up on stage. I've got Bibles here for gifts for you guys. If you guys want to just come up, and then there you go. All right. So as we hand you the Bibles, if you guys would go to the podium, say your name and what you're doing next year. Simple enough questions. They're not brain teasers. Don't worry. So first up, Noah, you just walked away, but you got to come back.
Johnson, I'll be heading to South Dakota State to study human bio and biochem.
All right, our next senior, Sarah Jess.
Hi, my name's Sarah Jessen, and I'll be going to University of Minnesota to study human physiology.
Don't be afraid to move the mic. Next senior is Jackie Burma.
Hi, I am Jackie Burma, and right now I don't have any plans to further my education, but I will be working at a daycare probably.
I will be attending Lake Area Tech, and I will be studying to be a human services technician.
Last but not least, we've got Caden Gortmaker.
Hi, I'm Caden Gortmaker. I'm going to Dakota State University to study computer science.
So we have a couple seniors who didn't make it this morning. We have Taya Pulowski, who comes to youth group. She is graduating. I believe she plans to go to, what's the name of it?
Mount Marty.
Mount Marty, there we go. I knew where she was going, I couldn't come up with a name. Taya Pulowski is graduating, and then we have Cynthia Ford as well, is graduating this year. I'm not sure of her plans. So we're just going to take a minute, we're going to pray for the seniors, and then they can be excused from this awkwardness upstage. So. Father God, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for the opportunity that we have to come together and to worship you. God, thank you for each and every one of these seniors and the people that you've made them to be. God, thank you for their leadership and their wisdom. And God, thank you for their hearts to know and to serve you. God, I just pray that you continue to work in and through them, God, that you don't let them stop here and that you continue to help them seek after you each and every day. To serve you in everything that they do and honor and glorify you with the way that they live their lives and their hearts toward you. God, I just pray that you continue to do great things in their lives and through them. God, I pray that you continue to bless them, you keep them safe and healthy, God, and just allow them to glorify you each and every day.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for each of these seniors and the families they represent, and as they get ready to launch into life, that the Bibles that we are giving them, it would not just sit on a shelf, but would truly be, as the psalmist says, a lamp unto their feet and a light unto their path, that they would hide your words in their heart, that they may not sin against you, and that they would pursue you with their whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. Father, we pray for this month as they finish up school, as they go through all the different events, that you would help them stay focused. And as graduation comes, we thank you for that day to honor them and for this day to honor them as well. In Jesus' name, amen. You'll take your hymn books and you can stay seated for this song. We'll sing number 376, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. Number 376, and the words will be up on the screen as well.
decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, turning back. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. No turning back, no turning back. Though none go with me, I still will follow. Though none go with me, I still will follow. None go with me, I still will follow. No turning back, no turning back. Will you decide now to follow Jesus? Will you decide now to follow Jesus? Will you decide now to follow Jesus? No turning back, no turning back.
Then we'll sing number 367, "Where He Leads Me, I'll Go." I'll ask you to stand with me, please. Number 367. "Wherever He Leads, I'll Go."
Take up thy cross and follow me. I heard my master say, I gave my life to ransom thee. Surrender all today. Wherever He leads, I'll go. Wherever He leads. Master, Lord, and King. Wherever He leads, I'll go. Wherever He leads, I'll go. Wherever He leads, I'll go. I'll follow my Christ who loves me so. Wherever He leads, I'll go.
Very good singing. You may be seated.